By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Thank you so much for the privilege of what you're set to do and we're set to see all through Gilgal 2019. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Tonight we have come again, O God of heaven, just to fellowship with you, fellowship with one another, fellowship with self, and fellowship with the spirits of just men made perfect. We come with every sense of awe and reverence for you, Lord, thanking you for your presence always in this place. Thanking you for who you have made Ecclesians to be in the place of worship. We adore you, Most High. Thank you, Father. Now lift up your voice and just say, Lord, I love you. I love you. Say it again. I love you. Lord, 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 I love you. Raise your voice, everybody. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
For your mercy.
For your mercy never failed me.
All my days.
All my days.
I've been held in
your hand. I have been held in your hand.
From the moment.
From the moment that I woke up.
Until I lay my head.
Until I lay my head.
I will sing.
I will sing.
Goodness
of God. The goodness of God.
One more time. I love you, Lord. Everybody sing.
I love you, Lord.
For your mercy never failed me.
For your mercy never failed me.
All my days.
All my days.
I've been held.
I've been held in
your voice and say,
all my life you
has led me through the fire.
You have led me through the fire.
In darkest night.
In darkest night.
You are closer.
You are closed like no one.
Can anyone testify that you've known him as a father?
I know you as a father.
Declare it and you've known him as a friend.
I know you as a friend.
And that is why you can sing and testify. And declare these.
I've known you as a father.
I've known you as a friend.
I've known you as a friend.
Oh, oh, oh.
I am
living
in the goodness of God.
Hey. Of the time, even when we strayed away, when we neglected God and discard and disregard his faithfulness, in all this his goodness and his mercy keeps pursuing us, never left us alone. That's why we can stand here today and simply declaring that it's because God has kept us. Just basically 12 days to go for a decade to come to a close. And it was in God's goodness and mercy that you were not part of those that died with this decade. Someone ought to be very grateful to God. Lord, I'm here to say, only it's because of your grace. Oh, it kept me. God kept me. He kept me. So I wouldn't let go. I'm alive today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. He kept me. This God kept me. I tell you, He kept you. God kept you. Ecclesians, He kept us. God kept us. Somebody be grateful to God. Be grateful to God. Be grateful to God. He kept you. And He kept me. He kept you. And He kept me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you. Glory to your name forever. Master, we can only be grateful at this hour. What you're doing and how you're doing it, we can't really understand, but we can see what you're doing. Thank you. For the last FFF of this year, thank you. For the penultimate service in this land, in this facility, thank you. Lord, we're grateful. In Jesus' name. Spirit of the living word, teach us again. In Jesus' name. Please give Jesus a big hand of praise. You may be seated in God's presence. One more time, it's my joy to welcome every one of us into God's presence tonight as we look strong into God's word. How many of us have been so blessed by the teaching lag series of this month of December? Glory to God. Right at the beginning, it really troubled many of us. But the light consistently shattered every form of darkness in our lives. Lift up your right hand and thank God one more time for that. We want to bless God for that and give Him praise in Jesus' name. All right, last Sunday, we looked at time and alignment. Let's do a summary of that. So we began with some notings that the beauty of time and timing is when it is on time. There's nothing as beautiful as time being on time. You don't rely on any wristwatch or any clock that is slow or too fast. The accuracy is faulty. Number two, going on ahead of your time, we said, is tantamount to frustrations and unending struggles. I mean, you just keep struggling. You just keep struggling. Because you've gone ahead of your time. When you go ahead of your time, one of the things that you do is that you begin to do what you ought not to do. The reason for timing is so that everything can be beautiful.
I get what I'm trying to say. Everything can be matured. I told you the Greek word there in that Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 is the word matured. Is that okay? So everything can be matured. When it is time, everything will just answer. The problem about our generation is this. We are so hasty. And scripture said, he that believeth shall not make haste. We are so desperate. We are a bunch of desperate people. Let me say something to you, friends. If God gave you anything and told you anything, you don't need to struggle to make it happen. If you follow timing, it will answer. So when I see people desperate, you see, that's why there's a fault. If God is leading you, there's no place for frustration. If you are confused, sir, check Ecclesia. If you're confused, no 3 years. How are we going to Asokoro? What kind of setup is that? Just like that? If God is leading you, there will not be frustration. But you know the problem? You're waiting time most of the time. People, that's why, remember one of those statements last Sunday? Don't listen to silly people. I showed you the scriptures. People will put you under pressure. They'll say, you are slowing down. You are wasting your time. No, sir. When it's got to do with time and alignment, time wasting is not true. You're waiting. Remember, I showed you Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. And many other beautiful versions. He said, hey, everything God said concerning your vision, your purpose, your destiny will come to pass. It will be slow, but he said it will be sure. He said it will be steady. He said, do it, tarry, just wait, because at the proper time, bam, it will blow over your destiny. And then we go ahead, sir. Thank you. The next point, please. He said, going after your time is sheer what? Waste. Because everything has ended and irrelevant. It leads to regret and colorlessness. You won't lose color. That amen is not colorful. Number four, there is a specific time for your demonstration. Remember that scripture? Romans chapter 8 verse 19, translation for translators. There is a specific time where God needs to reveal you for your manifestation. And then we went ahead and began to look at the accuracy and the specificities of time. And then we saw from the scriptures various time alignments. We saw the time of life, number two. We saw the set time, number three. We saw the appointed time, number four. We saw the due time, number five. We saw the fullness of time. And then number six, we saw proper time. I need you to understand something. Every child of God has a destiny. That destiny was not your choice. Who gave you the destiny? God. God is very much more interested in your doing well. But I'm so pained for a generation who tries to make things work out. You don't make things work out. Things work out on his own. No worry. When the testimony of the Asokoro, when it's time to unveil it, you'll be surprised at God. You will know that, don't play with God. Just allow God. Sir, Oma flow ni. It will flow. You will flow. Do you understand? You will flow. You will flow. You will flow. Who can stand against God? Who can resist? Understand, sir, the devil is not a factor. If you understand the mystery of this, I'm communicating to you. Therefore, we now looked at alignment demands. And then we saw, number one is what? Preparation. Don't forget, how did Jotham become mighty? There is a prepared place for every prepared man. In the time right as this, especially for those of us that know that we are in our stage of time destiny, 2 and 3. You know you are in your stage of distress and development. Hey, that is the time you begin to prepare yourself for what lies ahead of you. With every sense of duty and every sense of responsibility, that I know that there's a glory that lies ahead. I must be glorious when the glory comes. So you begin to prepare yourself. You know that some things will be required of you. Ultimately, you begin to work on your character, work on your mindset, work on your morality, work on your uprightness, work on your strength mentally and intelligently. You know God is talking to you about facing people and becoming a leader. So you begin to read more and begin to listen to influence messages again and again so that you can prepare yourself for what lies ahead. Because God told you that you are going to be great. When it is time for your greatness, if you are not prepared, God will substitute you. Ladies and gentlemen, preparation is not God's responsibility. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1, New King James Version. The preparation of everything that's to do with man is man's prerogative. But the answer, the fulfillment, is God's objective. But sir, follow it, sir. It is preparation before fulfillment. Daniel, did you understand? Just imagine. Oh, God said Ecclesia, and whatever. And then I've been playing and toiling with my destiny. Sir, Tony, you and your wife's destiny is too precious with God and for a generation that God will now bring you under my careless, stupid, childish leadership. You hear what I said, sir? No, it won't happen. Did you hear what I said, sir? He knows that your destiny cannot be told with. Inasmuch as I am programming my agenda that this man and his family should be here. But this man is not set, so no, I can't bring them. Because, he is solely interested in your doing well. But at the same time, every man of God is responsible for the destiny of those that God has given to him or her. Sir, do you understand? So I behave the way I behave, David, not to impress you. But I know that your destiny is at stake. So I can't play careless. I can't talk cheap. I can't make silly decisions. I can't be gallivanting up and down. I need to settle with God and bring myself into a place of maturity through rigors and distress. Do you understand, Gabriel? Preparation. And then we looked at number two. And number two, most of the time, is where many people begin to lose it. At the time of distress and development, people disengage with God. Let me turn the other side of the coin. When suddenly you have started having little changes, I call them little cheap things, suddenly your passion for God starts dying. Your focus of God starts waning. The commitment you told God start being corrupted. Yeah. And then silly people will tell you, we soon get to silly people very soon. Silly people will tell you, you must be smart now. What is wrong with you? Don't listen to all the church people. See, sir, I know the mind of God. I'm not just a man of God speaking empty words. I know the mind of God. He had brought me into his intentions of the end time. That's why I weep so much when I see people take crazy, unthinkable steps. Just because they want to happen when it's not their time. So, understand. If you don't understand anything, who is more interested in your doing well? God, not your wife. How do you now think that God will not set you up to see shame? I've told you several times, sir. I often tell God, Lord, I'll follow you sheepishly and stupidly and foolishly like Abraham. If it doesn't work, the shame now yours. I enjoy my life. I mean, I'll come to the altar. Ladies and gentlemen, I follow God though. It didn't work. All of you, to your tent, to Israel. Okay, yes. I mean, I'm not ready for all those, how you feel. Ah, lead brother as well. Feel where? Feel where? God is more interested in your doing well than you. And then you now begin to disalign from your source and you dry off resources. Stay way with God, brother. For without him, remember those scriptures I showed you on Sunday, you can't do nothing. John 15 verse 5, translation for translators. You can't do nothing, brother. And then number three, waiting. Wait. Don't be in a hurry. That's what we saw. Wait. You know why, sir? Your destiny is not my destiny. Your path is not my path. Therefore, your time is not my time. So I can't look at any man or any man of God to begin to wish I want to be like them. For what? Nonsense. None. Because the tapestry that God is using to fabricate me is different from his own. His own may be of nylon, so it's faster. But my own is of iron, so the process will be longer. So I will not bother myself about anything. I'm so persuaded that what he has said, it will bring. Sir, understand, you didn't tell him to make promises over your life. Joseph, you didn't use your head. You didn't tell him to declare you as this or that. So you don't need to remind him to fulfill his promise over your life. Just wait. Wait, brother. Wait on the Lord. Again, I say wait on the Lord. And be strong. And be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. That's what the psalmist said. Wait on God. Lord, I've allowed you. Anything you want to do with me, do. You know the times and the seasons is in your hands. So, flow. Lord, flow. Remember one of the statements I made. Every great destiny that was made from the scriptures, did you observe that they did not shine at the same time? Ah, what a careless generation of people. They did not shine at the same time. When Abraham left the scene, Isaac took over. When Isaac left the scene, Jacob took over. When Jacob left the scene, Joseph took over. Think about it. John was shining from nowhere. Jesus took over. When Jesus left the scene, Paul took over. Think about it. It was not possible for John, Jesus, and Paul to be on the scene at the same time. So why the struggle? Why they try to impress people? Why the struggle? Why the time? Why the stress of trying to use someone else's time when it is not your time?
Oh my God.
You know, this will save you from unusual, irrelevant prayer points that men of God take you through. It will cause you to escape. And then number four, get rid of silly decisions. Don't do silly things. I showed you many beautiful scriptures. Don't do silly things. Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs 16. Show them that scripture. Easy English. Don't do silly things. When you do silly things, you destroy yourself. And hey, at the end of the day, you become angry with God. What happens also is this. When you do silly things, silly people comes into your life. I showed you those scriptures. And when silly people comes into your life, the product will become silliness. Meanwhile, the product of your destiny was to become gloriousness. Be careful. Remember, time to be instructed. Remember, the third instruction or fourth instruction is run away from Jonah's. And I told you, God said to me, the mystery of Jonah was this. Jonah was not supposed to be in that boat. Jonah, if he had stayed in that boat, everybody would have died, but Jonah would still fulfill assignment. The danger of Jonah's are this. They will corrupt you tamper with you, but God will still use them. Use your head. That's what Message translation said. Use your head. Now tonight, just briefly, you know, the word alignment means proper positioning. Now, I just want to show you something very, very salient, but it becomes very crucial, connecting everything that God has said to us thus far. I mean, glory to God, on Sunday, we'll look at the fulfillment of time. Is that okay? Now, the word alignment again means proper positioning. So, there is a proper position that God is demanding for his or her sons to be made manifest in time. Romans chapter 8 again, verse 19. Now, if you read Easy English, now I want to show you something very important. The position you must take for time to reveal you. All right, let's read Easy English together. One, to go. Read. No, 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 sir. No, sir. No, sir. These are not people that time will reveal. Loud, one, to go. Go. At that time, what will God do? Show them who his sons really are. Sons. So, time will reveal who sons, his real sons, not just everybody. Now, give me translation, sir, for translators. Maybe that will nail something strong into someone's spirit. All right? Now, look at the end. Look at the end. He said, God will reveal who? Is what? Is it any kind of children? True children. So the key here is true children. So the question is, am I that proper child? Am I that real child of God? Am I the true son of God? Meaning, God will take his time to separate sons from sons. Are you with me, sir? He will take his time, and those are the ones that he will reveal. Sir, understand, sir. This shows you also clearly that God wants to use you as a display. God wants to use you to brag. Think about it. When you're doing well, fulfilling your kingdom, the glory will not be given to you, sir. It will be God. Understand? So understand. So God is much more desperate for your doing well. But God said, they are going to be my true sons, my true daughters. People have taken through the crucible of destiny and time, and they are now ready to be made manifest for their world to celebrate them. The Greek word again of children, sons, at this point is called heels. And then understand, listen to this, sir. For you to, let's marry some scriptures. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, as it is written, and I showed you that was Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 4. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul began to speak and now make it stronger and clearer what Isaiah prophesied in that chapter of his writings. He said, for as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men what God had prepared for who? For who? Write this down. The true sons of God are the lovers of God. And those are the ones that God wants to make manifest to their generation. The true sons of God are the exclusive lovers of God. So this God will reveal you is for the exclusives. It's not a general one, brother, sister. It's for those that love God.
lovers of God.
I'm not saying the one that God loves. Sir, look at that scripture again. Prepared for them that. Prepared for who? Them that love him.
The question therefore is, do you love God? Do you really truly love God?
You can say it.
But does God know you love him?
I mean, you know, friends, you can deceive everything, deceive everyone, including your husband lying by your side on bed, and deceive your boss and say, "Walai." But God knows.
Do you love God?
So, God's love for you and I is constant. But God is not saying that here. He said, for them that love me, they are the ones I will make manifest. With every sincerity is a statement of life. Do I truly love God? Am I that true son that God will be made manifest in time? Do I truly love God? If you truly love God, then there are some things that must show. There are some things that must not be said. There are some things that can be done. There are some things that must never be done. Must never be thought of, beloved. Must never be suggested. You must never be found around. I show you three. If you love God, number one, you must love his word. Every lover of God, they're always lovers of his word. Psalm 119 verse 97. Oh, I love thy law. It is my meditation all day long. If you love God, you will love his word. Those who love him are never tired of his word. They are never tired. The reason why they want to always come to God's presence is to hear fresh word. They are never tired of his word. They are never grievous of his word. 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. If you truly love God as a true son or daughter of God that you want to be or you claim you are, then you must love his word. Do you actually love his word? Are his words palatable to you? Are his words immutable in your ears? And you know, for you to say that you love God, the proof of your love for God is your obedience to his word. So if you're not obeying God's word, you are not a lover of God's word. Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 21, say he that hath my commandment and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and I will make myself manifest to him. How strong is your obedience to God's word that determines your love for him? There are some things you obey, there are some things you don't obey. That's not love, brother. Number two, every lover of God, love is will. Love is will. Love is will. That everything he wants, that's what I want. That you get to a point and you say, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Like Jesus said, Luke 22:42. And like Jesus taught us to pray, Matthew 6:10, thy will be done. Thy will be done in my life. That will be done on earth. That will be done in my family. If you love God, you love his will, sir. But let me say this here, friends. When it's got to do with the will of God, most of the time, the will of God are not palatable. Tell, the will of God is not sweet. Sometimes. The will of God, because it's not your will, it is his will. It's not going to be as you want it to be. But if it is his will, sir, oh my God, then you'll be fulfilled. But let me announce to you,
it will not be palatable. Paul, I'm reminded of that scripture, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Paul was to, God had already instructed him that he was to get to Jerusalem, whatever. And then Paul began to tell the people that he needed to go, and they advised him against God's will. They began to speak him out of God's counsel. Be careful of who you take counsel from. Be careful of the steps you take when everything is not looking the way you want it to look. Why are you confused? You told God to have his way in your life. You said you surrendered all to him. And then ultimately you began to see things happening that you can't really understand. Can't you see the hand of God in it? Why do you always think that everything will be too so sweet? God never guaranteed us that everything will be sweet. He only said everything will work together for our good. Understand. And it's so beautiful. He said because we love God, and because there's a destiny tied to us. Remember that scripture? That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. And knowing this, that's an assurance. Blessed assurance. Jesus is ours. And knowing this, that all things works together for good to them that love God, not that God loves. To them that are the called according to his purpose. Is we, brother? So they began to pray Paul out of God's agenda. That I'm trying to browse my spirit for that scripture. Acts 21, beautiful. Verse 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed assurance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break my heart?" They were crying for him. They were sorry for him. Now, for I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 14. Now hear this, sir. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And that was what happened. We get to a point in our lives, we keep declaring and professing. Confessing, that's mouth, professing, doing. The Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my will, Saifi, but thy will be done. Number three, we're true. If you truly, really love God, then you will love the ways of God. Not just his word or his will, but his ways.
For the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. I choose the way of the Lord.
If you love God, you love the ways of God. And you know the ways of God. Scripture said they are past finding out. Romans chapter 11 and verse 33. Oh, the depth both of wisdom and knowledge. How unsearchable are his ways. And these ways, they are past finding out. You can't really compare. Give me Good News Translation, sir. All right. How great are God's riches? How deep are his wisdom and knowledge? Who can explain his decisions, bros? Who can understand his ways?
Show me the way that I should go. Show me the way that I should go. Show me the way. Show me the way. Show me the way that I should go. You are the way that I must go. You are the way that I must go. You are the way that I must go. Lift up your right hand and declare, you are the way, Most High God. Thank you, Most High. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. Everybody, and for the way of the Lord is the way of wisdom. You know, what is remarkable for me is this, beloved. Isaiah 55 verse 8 said, my ways are not your ways. Ooh, that is strong. Ooh, do you understand, Momoa? My ways are not your ways. And what is so interesting, he said, verse 9, he said, as the heavens are far off, higher than the earth, so are my ways from your ways, my thoughts from your thoughts. Schemer, stop scheming. How can your schemings be better than the extraordinary strategies plans for you? Schemer, you scheme everything. At the end of the day, can't you see you are just running on a vicious cycle? You are not going forward. Movement, no momentum. Activity, no productivity. Busyness, no business. If you are confused, learn from Ecclesia, brother. And you will see, sir, in just a little while. Oh! The devil is not a factor. God is the in thing. Stop struggling. You don't need it. Struggling is not the will of God for a believer. It's a curse. It's not about breaking curses. It's about using your head. Make up your mind, ladies and gentlemen. God is interested in my doing well. God is interested in your doing well. The Bible said it will come to pass in the last days that God would display his jewels. Time will reveal you. Oh my God. He will display his jewels. Malachi chapter 3. He will bring forth some people into the scene. Say, have you seen this guy? This is my man. This is my babe. These are the people I've been working on. Now it's time for them to be shown forth. Oh, you got it. Thank you. You know what you do? TLB, come on, Yando. Shiga bala bala dolo dolo siyama terebo siyando. Then those who fear and love. Hey, brother. Who, sir? Love. Again, sir. Blessed assurance. Love the Lord. Spoke often of him to each other. What kind of gist do you gist? Say you have a friend. You don't talk about scriptures. You don't talk about the kingdom. What nonsense. What kind of life are you living? Think about it. If you were the Jesus that we've been waiting for,
Just think about the friends that Jesus had. What kind of friends do you have? Look at the people that love God. They spoke often of God.
Yeah, how's the life with God now? God is so good, I tell you. Although we have not eaten yesterday, but I know God is on the throne.
They spoke often to each other. Return back, my friend. Of him. Of him. Not of the problems. Problems are true. There are real challenges will be there. There will be more there. The more the challenge, the greater your destiny. Nonsense. They'll be there. So what is it? No, so what's the discussion? But should they? I'm not saying, oh, he's not working. Hey, talk to Sister Ify for me. I'm going through a lot. Nonsense. You will never hear it, even under death. It will be that the Lord is faithful, he's good, and he's gracious. They spoke often of him to each other. Hey,
and he had a book of remembrance drawn up, in which he recorded the names of those who feared him and loved him, to think about him.
Have you seen the written letters? That's what I said just now. Go on, see. They shall be mine. Sir, God is interested in, he wants to brag with you. He wants to brag about you, ladies and gentlemen. They shall be mine, saith the Lord God, Lord Almighty. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spear them as a man's spirit, and obedient and dutiful. So, message from verse 16. Let's do message. I think so. Let's enjoy it and close. Karabahas. Shekabo. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fear I'm no longer I know who I am. Now, let's sing the second stanza. From my mother's womb, hear this. You have what? What called your name? That's okay. Let's go back to the scripture. Do you understand, sir? Love called your name. Now, you respond to love also. Lovers of God, not the one that God loves, the ones that love God. Blessed assurance. Speak in tongues, everybody, everywhere. Speak it loud, somebody. Speak it loud. Shebahase, Bokirabahandela Bante. Thank you, Jesus. Karabandes. Thank you, Musta. In Jesus' name. Now, hear this, sir, and then we'll close. Close the word. Then those whose lives honored God. Shabo, Sibos. You know, I got the light of this scripture, I think, in year 2. It's between 1997 and 2000. So I don't want to be fictitious and lie. So I knew, and the Holy Spirit said to me then, he said, this is an end time counsel. So I had always had that mindset. That is a timing. And all I need to do is to be upright in my dealings with God and with man. I was too sure that I would not suffer what others suffered and struggled what others struggled with. If I can stay with God, I may not know how long, but I know that it will happen. So I'm not bringing you a scripture that I'm just looking for what to console you with. These are words that have become flesh and have dwelt in my life. Look at this, friends. Then those whose lives honored God got together and talked it over. God, no, let me go there. Let's continue. God saw what they were doing and what? Listen in. A book was opened in God's presence and minutes were taken of the meeting. Hold on. You know what that means? So all those stupid gist. There's also demons are writing minutes. Marvin, do you understand? You see, to be God. Do you know what it means to be born again? Do you know what it means to be separated? Do you know what it means? You're born again, your actions, your lifestyle is not different, then there's a problem. So do you understand? So every careless chatting, there's a record of it from demons, and they will bring it to pass. Hey, I've just troubled someone. So I'm not here to trouble you. God sent me to speak raw word to your life. I'm not a consoler of men. I'm a maker of men's destiny. He sent me. I'm not here to console you. I don't have a message of consolation. To make you strong, because darkness will cover the earth more. Gross darkness, the people. But there is a people, the Bible says, whose light will shine. And how will light shine if the person is not an illuminant? And how will you become an illuminant? By the word. Because the word of God is light. And you can't give what you don't have. Lift up your right hand and declare me light. And I will shine. So look at that scripture. So the book was, and then minutes was written, and then with names of the God-fearers written down, all the names of those who honored God's name. Now verse 17. Alright? God of the angels' army, that's the Lord of hosts, said, they are mine. Hey! So, do you understand? I mean, you can imagine a crowd of people. And then someone will just come, maybe a very wealthy man, just say, oh, that's mine. Oh, no, tell Joseph to come. I don't know about any other person. Sir, exclusions. Because they are exclusive lovers of God. They are mine. God will say, they are mine, all mine. Meaning, devil, you are not a factor. Stop struggling, brother. They will get special treatments. When I go into I treat them with the same consideration and kindness that parents give the child who honors him. Honor God, brother. Love God, brother. Fear God, sisters. Consider God in all that you do. Make God your priority. Don't make decisions that does not align to with God. He would denounce you. God said, hey, I honor them that honor me. You remember that scripture? 1 Samuel 20:30. And I discard, disdain, disregard, disrespect those who despise me. Rise to your feet, brothers and sisters. Lift up your two hands and let's thank God for his word tonight. Oh, thank him for his word. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Jesus, thank you. We can only be grateful tonight again for the word we've heard, we've learned. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Most High. You are God. You remain our God. Place your two hands on your chest, every lover of God.
precious Jesus. We always know you as God, but oftentimes we don't know how you walk. Your ways are past finding out. Nevertheless, your love for us is unchanging. Just as we come tonight, we've heard your word. It has touched our heart again. But we're living here with a decision to love you more, to follow you stronger, to allow you rule in our lives. Thank you for your unfailing love. For everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, thank you, because you will not forsake them. And every one of us that have gone against your will, your ways, your word, thank you, because your mercy, all by the blood of your Son Jesus, is prevailing now. Thank you, because the path of destiny that you have prepared for us, will walk into it now. Oh, thank you, Father. We are grateful, because in the fullness of time, you will reveal us to our generations. Thank you. We love you for this kind of knowledge we have, and we know, and we hear. Thank you. Blessed be your name, Most High. We are so grateful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. I say, in Jesus' name, so shall it be. You know, just 11 days to go. Make sure you end the year on a high for God. On a what, sir? In the agenda of God, the year 2020 is very profound. Don't cross the year carelessly. I'm so disturbed. I'm pained. My heart bleeds. For the men of God everywhere, just doing things that God didn't ask them. I'm so troubled. I'm so pained. But I can only ask you to end the year on a high. Please do. It's for your own good. It's not about crossover to take over. All those rhymes. Everybody's doing crossover. Crossover. Is it God that told them? If you ask a man of God, is it God that told you? No. They're just following paganism. But I can only ask you to end the year on a high. Allow God. Make sure the last days of the year, you are high with God. I'm not advertising you, girl, believe me. But I'm just hearing this. I should tell you that you're just high with God. It's for your own good. A decade is ending. A new decade is commencing. So the question is, how am I going to start the new decade? What am I going to end the old decade with and shut down and buried eternally in the graves of wasted times? And open a new life of resurrection in God. Think about it, brothers. This is the word of wisdom for you tonight.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.